Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, everyone. Robert, Mary back with you now for more RM World Travel. And for the next few minutes of today's broadcast, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 40. We're moving right along in our series. Located in the 47th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1912, known universally as the Land of Enchantment. Before we turn our attention to Santa Fe, New Mexico, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether it's a birthday or anniversary or really a celebration of any type, why not give the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, and we think it's their best luggage line yet.
You know, you can also take travel to new lights with their MaxLite 5 line, like Rudy, as it's as durable as ever and ultra-lightweight. Whether it's the Platinum Elite, MaxLite 5, or any of their collections, frankly, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now off to the city different, as Randy Randall, the Executive Director of Tourism Santa Fe, is holding for us on the show hotline.
Welcome, Randy. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for today's Destination Spotlight.
So happy to be here.
I appreciate you being here with us. So, listen, for anyone who's been to New Mexico and spent time in Santa Fe, as well as Albuquerque, that's about 60 miles away or so, the cities couldn't be more different. Santa Fe is located at the intersection of the Santa Fe Trail and the Old Spanish Trail. It dates back about 200 years or so. But as Mary just said, Santa Fe is known as the city different. And for folks listening around the country who haven't been to Santa Fe, briefly explain what makes your location special.
Well, the city different really talks about the fact that our architecture is pretty unique to Santa Fe. We have various shades of brown here. Early construction was done with adobe. Our cuisine brings in a lot of the northern New Mexico style of cooking, which is uses a lot of the green chili and red chili. People dress differently here in Santa Fe. In fact, people actually keep clothes that they just as they repeat their visits to Santa Fe. That's when they bring their squash blossom necklaces and their jeans and their attire that's very Santa Fe. And one of the beautiful things, particularly in the wintertime when many fires are burning, the smell of Santa Fe is different. There's a pinon wood here that's burned. It's a very hard, slow-growing tree. And the whole town has this marvelous aroma from the pinon.
Yeah.
So we're just, there are many ways that we're different.
Right. And I think when I think of Santa Fe, I think of all the great art. You're one of the larger art markets in the country, over 250 art galleries. One of my favorite museums is the Georgia O'Keeffe, one of my favorite artists. But there are many other museums in Santa Fe, and of course the open air opera theater. So I would think art is also one of the top attractions to Santa Fe, correct?
As you say, with over 250 galleries in this community of 85,000, the amazing thing is we're the third largest art market in the country. But the amazing thing is you can just walk from gallery to gallery to gallery. Canyon Road itself has over 100 galleries.
Yeah, it should be renamed as Art Gallery Road.
But,
I know, but the beauty is it was a community. Canyon Road, they're all private homes that have been converted into art galleries. In fact, one of our former mayors pointed out to me just recently the house on Canyon Road that he grew up in. It's now a fantastic gallery. So,
well, art, there's no question, as you said, and as Mary said, the outdoor opera. But one other thing that's also there that I recall, you got to be there on the weekends for it, but you have a great farmer's market. I think it's one of the oldest and largest in the country. Am I right on that?
It's a terrific farmer's market right in the rail yard, which is, we have the plaza, and the rail yard are really the two anchors of our historic district. And one of the newest things that's come, again, this is art, but there's an installation called Meow Wolf, and it's the House of Eternal Return, and it's an interactive art experience that's been pioneered here in Santa Fe. And they already have two new installations that are going to be built, one in Las Vegas, one in Denver. And they've just announced one to go into Washington, D.C.
Another.
Oh. All right, Randy, but before we run out of time, I hate to interrupt you, but we're short on time.
Sure.
I would love for you to get to the kids-free spring break for families. We saw that initiative, and I'd love, since we're getting into spring break time, what's that all about?
Sure, it's our fourth year of doing it, actually. And a lot of our businesses just offer something that If mom has a manicure, the kid gets one for free. A lot of the restaurants have mom and dad buy a meal, their kids get free meals. The whole idea is to just really tell the world we're not just this wonderful art community, but we're also a very family-friendly community.
Yeah, absolutely. All right,
that's
so
great.
Before we let you go now, one quick fact for us, if you can, that would likely surprise our audience about Santa Fe and entice them to come visit and experience it themselves.
I don't know if this would be the only reason to come, but Santa Fe has what's called the Margarita Trail, and there are over 47 unique margaritas that restaurants in Santa Fe offer, and you acquire a passport, and you can win prizes along the way, and 47 wonderful margaritas on the market.
Well, Mary's on her way back for that.
I'm on my way. That's a great fun fact, Randy.
That is a good fact, Randy. Well, listen, Randy, we really do appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. And, folks, if you want to find out more, very easy, just santafe.org. Randy, have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
All right, there goes Randy. And guess, Mary, you're going to be leaving the studio and getting on a plane and head to Santa Fe for the margaritas.
Listen, there is so much to love about Santa Fe.
That is just a great city. Folks, a reminder right now, you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. But we still have a whole other hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.